Now more advanced training on a very important but often forgotten point, vitality. Just to recap, the success triangle begins with behavior, attitude, and technique, or BAT. And the way to maximize your daily behavior is through written goals. The way to transform these goals into reality is with action. The keys to successful action are discipline, guts, and vitality.
Success triangle. And we work with it, right? And we talk about it, behavior, attitude, technique stuff. We spend all that time on technique early on because that's what people want. And then when they really realize it's not there, that it's really some of that A stuff, and they never want to do the behavior side, right?
Correct.
So what I figured out is why. I started looking at the triangles, and if you look at them, how much time do we spend on behavior? We talk a lot about goals, don't we? Spend a lot of time helping people set goals, do all that kind of stuff, planning, cookbook. And then it comes to action. And what do we say about action? Yep, just do it. Takes guts, discipline, and vitality. Go do it. And we tend to forget, the guts part's easy, isn't it? On the discipline side, it's pretty easy to see if you're disciplined or not, right? You're either tracking it and keeping track of it or you're not. But then there's this fuzzy thing called vitality. So what do we do with that? Is action optional? It's vital, isn't it? If they're going to be successful, they have to take action. Now help me understand, how do you know when someone has vitality? Okay, you sense it, you feel it, you see it. What does someone who has vitality look like? What are the cues? Radiant, inner glow. How do you feel when someone's got vitality?
You feel good about yourself.
Fair?
It's contagious.
Haven't you ever been to a party? We all know people, as soon as they walk in the room, what happens to a party?
Lights
up. So you feel it, you sense it, it's contagious. How many of you would say that you have vitality? Vitality is that forgotten part of the triangle. It's one of the most important pieces that we tend to take for granted. If we took vitality and we had to add 3 points to help understand and have more vitality, what do you think would be the 3 most important things we should be talking about? 3 most important things. If we're going to take the vital actions to be successful in selling, what's the number one most vital action or activity? Minimum daily behavior. Does that sum up what's vital and necessary in terms of an actual action to take? What do you think? What happens? I mean, we say, okay, take action. And we say, okay, minimum daily behavior. Where did minimum daily behavior come from? All the goals and stuff. So what if we made one of these points, minimum daily behavior? Vital, have to take that action. Honestly, how many of you are doing, honest to God, doing your minimum daily behavior? Every day. Oh, it has to be every day? Oh, darn. You caught me. Okay, minimum daily behavior. If we're not doing it, does that diminish from our vitality? Absolutely. But do you know what it is and do you have it? And then are you doing it? Because I venture to say that if I'm not doing my minimum daily behavior, I am missing a chunk of vitality, of doing that which is vital to making my business and career grow. Has to be done with enthusiasm or passion. What do you think about that? Yeah, what happens if you do the minimum daily behavior without energy and enthusiasm? Down the tubes, nobody knows, do they? I'm going to sum it up in something I call life energy. Don't ask me where it comes from. Don't want to get into that conversation. Okay? But we know it when we have it, don't we? Where's enthusiasm and passion for doing what you're doing come from? From that life energy. And if I have that life energy, if I'm in that flow, what am I more apt to do?
Behavior.
And how am I more apt to do it? With charisma, with vim and vigor, with a spirit, with all that stuff that we've been talking about to define vitality. And since we all are interpreting and feeling that ebb and flow of that life energy differently at any one moment, would you be surprised to find that there's so many words that do come out when we try and define vitality? Because we're each coming at it from a different spot at the moment, where we are or aren't at that particular point in our life. So if we're doing vitality, we're enthusiastic, we're energetic, we're out there, we're doing the stuff, we're doing the minimum daily behavior, what could possibly be left? I think your vitality, how you do what you do, has a definite impact on the techniques working or not working. That physical presence issue that we have. There's still one more point we haven't covered yet. One more thing. What are the vital things that we need to do, the minimum daily stuff, done in a way so that someone would know we're alive and happy to be here, and then what? One more thing. Do one more thing. One more thing above and beyond whatever that is. Just do one more thing. Do what I call the extras. I don't know what the extras are going to be in your world. I really don't know what they're going to be. Vitality, it's where attitudes quit becoming attitudes and become behavior. It's where techniques quit becoming techniques and actually become behavior. It's where concepts actually turn into actions. What if this was that one spot? How important would vitality be on your action triangle? Take a piece of paper out, or on your sheets, and make three columns. One's MDB, minimum daily behavior. The next one's extras, and the next one's life energy. 1 to 10 ratings are the ones we seem to like to use. And let's go back over the last week. How would you rate the minimum daily behavior you needed to do? Did you do it? That's pretty easy. We're all tracking that stuff. We have that one cold, right? How would you rate the extras? Did we do more than our minimum daily behavior? It's a lot easier to have guts and discipline when you have vitality. Thank you.